USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Good economic news today as the government releases its second estimate of GDP for the second quarter, showing it grew at an annualized rate of 4.2%, the strongest performance in nearly 4 years. History-making results in a Democratic gubernatorial primary in Florida on Tuesday.
This race is about every last single one of us.
That's current Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum, who becomes the state's first black candidate for governor after defeating former Congresswoman Gwen Graham in the Democratic race. He says on MSNBC of his win,
We had over 500,000 people come out yesterday and support the underdog candidate. I think my four opponents combined may have spent close to $90 million to our six.
He'll face Republican Congressman Ron DeSantis for the governor's office in November. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Two construction workers die when the scaffolding they were working on at a hotel being built near Walt Disney World in Florida gives way, and they plummet seven stories early today.
There was a third victim that almost fell, but he was able to hold on to something, and several workers were able to assist him, and he was not injured.
That sheriff's department spokeswoman says they're investigating to make sure there was no foul play involved. A man who allegedly shot and wounded two Kansas sheriff's deputies is dead. Authorities say 40-year-old Jason Whitson went to the Jewell County Sheriff's Office yesterday morning asking to speak with a deputy before opening fire through a door, wounding two deputies who are expected to recover. Whitson fled the scene and then shot himself near Minneapolis, Kansas. He was later pronounced dead at a hospital. Today's the day an asteroid the size of Egypt's Great Pyramid is going to make a close encounter with the Earth, whizzing past us at 3 million miles. Experts say there's no danger. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462.
Millions of people across the eastern third of the nation have to endure near record-breaking heat for another day today and maybe tomorrow as well. Heat indexes will be close to or above 100 from the deep south up to New England. Forecasters say the intense heat should let up in the northeast by later this week, but steamy weather could be back to the mid-Atlantic and Ohio Valley by early next week. A California high school student's facing charges after she grabbed the Trump hat off a classmate's head and then also allegedly slapped her teacher. 17-year-old Joanne Butler recently captured in a cell phone video at El Dorado's Union Mine High School calling the hat a racist, hateful symbol. She allegedly hit the teacher when he was trying to remove her from the classroom. She says it was just a way to express her political leanings, but she's facing two counts of battery for it now. In another month, another ratings win for Fox News Channel, the network marking a significant milestone in August 2018, 200 consecutive months as the most watched cable news network in both prime time and in total day in total viewers, according to Nielsen Media Research. MSNBC was the second most watched network across all of basic cable for the month of August. You can find us online anytime at USARadio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.